Magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat, mga giliw naming tagasbaybay ng Samut Sari. Ito po si Ate Joan na nagaanyaya sa inyo na makinig na naman sa isang oras nating pagniniig sa Himpapawid. Siyempre po, makakasama natin ngayon si Kuya Cesar at si Manang Trini. Matagal kaming hindi nagsama ni Manang Trini. Mga April pa, tapos nagkataon pang ako'y umalis at nag-overseas. So, ngayon makakasama ko siya at aalis na naman siya. So, panandaliang aliw lamang ibibigay mo sa akin. Kumusta na, Kuya Cesar?
Maganda nga po sa iyo, Ate Jo, at kay Manang Trini na kagaya ni Ate Jo, ngayon ko lang rin natitira sa tagal na panahon. Mukhang puro matagal na panahon, no?
Oo, parang,
ang pag-uusapan natin ngayon.
Parang matagal na panahon nga, ano?
Talagang nakakamiss yung matatagal na panahon na yan.
That's right.
Well, sana po ay maibigan po ninyo ang aming isang oras na programa dito lang po sa ating 104.6 Planet FM. Ang number po natin sa studio ay 815-8100. Kamusta na, Manang Trini?
Oh, yes. Oh, I'm not on. Am I on?
Yes, you're on.
You are. Oh, okay. Sorry. Maybe it's my headset is not on. Mayong hapon kaninyong tanan, daghan kaayong salamat sa kanunay ninyo nga pagpaminaw sa atong kada semana nga programa sa radyo. Welcome to Samut Sari Cultural Community Radio. And of course, as Kuya Cesar saying, you can call us on 815-8100 if you want to share anything and everything. Yes, namimiss ko ang dalawang ito. Absentimos palagimos. Ang dalawang ito.
Oh, look who's talking.
Sa akin naman, future, nakabook yan.
Uy, nakabook din yun sa akin.
Nakabook ba yan? Wala ka, infinite ata book yun sa akin.
Oh, indefinite. Siyempre, according to age.
Oh, yes, of course. But anyway, masaya kaming hapon na ito kasi ang dami namin ngayon sa studio. And of course, nandito ang mga paborito nating mga kasama. Sino itong dumating na magandang dilag?
Oh, wow.
Ah, okay.
Mukhang meron kayong mga pupuntan, ha?
Oo,
may mga sekreto.
Na yung kanyang bulaklak sa buhok medyo mahalimuyak.
Mahalimuyak.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
ayan. Ang ating pong programang Samut Sari Philippine Cultural Radio Program ay atin sa atin ng ating mga masugin na tagapagtaguyod, ang Planet Earth Travel, Jemen Foods and Butchery Limited, Wheels on West, New Zealand Home Loans Massey, Western Union Money Transfer at marami pang iba. At syempre, ang ating Planet Air Travel ay merong mga espesyal. Ito po ang numero uno, number one. Sa Manila return from 885 New Zealand dollars on Qantas cheap airfare to Manila, Philippines. Weekend surcharge of 25 New Zealand dollars applies. Departing Auckland, Wellington, or Christchurch, return from 885 New Zealand dollars. Departing from Queenstown, 975 New Zealand dollars. Sales until further notice. Please make an inquiry for dates from mid-2018 onwards as we cannot book them at this stage until availability opens up. We will contact you once the dates are available. Travel period po nito ay from the 1st of August to the 30th of November 2017 and from the 16th of January 2017 to the 30th of November 2018. Return economy class airfare valid for 12 months inclusive of booking fees, fuel taxes, applicable airport departure taxes and of course special conditions applies. subject to seat availability, particularly on school holidays, meals, entertainment, and 30 kilos check-in baggage, plus 7 kilos hand carry. Ticketing within 72 hours of booking. Tama ba?
Oo.
Okay, changes. There is a fee of $200 New Zealand and subject to seat availability on the same booking class before or after departure. Cancellation before departure, a fee of $500 New Zealand applies, and cancellation after departure, the refund, if any, will be the difference of the fare paid and applicable for the journey completed, less $500 New Zealand fee. No show, no refund. Stopover, one stopover is permitted in each direction at $100 New Zealand per person. Child fare accompanied child from 2 to 11 years old, 75% of applicable adult fare plus taxes. Unaccompanied children are charged 100% of applicable adult fare. Infant fare under 2 years old not occupying a seat, 10% of the adult fare. If occupying seat, 75% of applicable adult fare. Please note that there are limited seats available in April 2018. So tawagan lang po ang kanilang customer care 0800-11-1131 or email reservations at planettravel.co.nz.
Ayan, nandito naman po ang Cathay Pacific Asia Special Fare to Manila, Cebu, Clarkfield return from $899. Napakamura nito, Ati Jo, ha? $899. Cathay Pacific ito.
Ay, gusto ko yung Clark.
Oo, Clark.
Malapit eh.
Yes, that's right. So, ito po ay ang sale po nito will end on the 4th of October. Departures po nito is ngayon na hanggang 30th of November this year. And then next year po from 16th of January to the 31st of March 2018. Ang routing po nito is Auckland via Hong Kong to Manila, Cebu or Clarkfield, and of course vice versa. Return economy class airfare valid for 3 months. Inclusive na po ito ng fuel taxes, applicable departure airport taxes as well. Pricing is subject to availability. Again, very limited seats, kaya magmadali na po kayo. There are special conditions apply, so magtanong po kayo, ha? Inclusive of minimal travel agent booking and service fees. Of course, meals, entertainment, 30 kgs check-in baggage, and of course, 7 kgs hand carry, all inclusive na po yan. Ticketing is within 2 days or confirmation regardless of travel dates. No date changes are allowed at any time. So, then prior to departure, kung kayo hindi makapunta, hindi po ito refundable. And even after the departure, of course, non-refundable either. So, ang stopover po nito is not permitted. So, accompanied child, 2 to 11 years old is 75% of the adult fare. Again, customer care service is 0800-11-1131 or, of course, reservations at planettravel.co.nz. Sige, magmadali na kayo. Ayan ang special fare natin.
At dumating na po ang ating mahal na Tita Birds. Gusto nating pabatin siya. Hello, Tita Birds.
Magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat dyan.
Sigurado ka dyan, Kuya Cesar. Gusto mong magsalita si Tita Birds. hindi yan ihinto. Sige, just kidding, Tita Birds. Sige nga. Magsimula ka na.
Yeah. Kumusta kayong lahat? Lalo na yung nandun nagme-makeup sa likod.
Binoking ka pa.
Ayan. Magandang hapon pong muli sa inyong lahat at lalo na dito sa aming mga kasama sa studio. Ang pagkapogi-poging ka isa-isang kasama naming Tisoy.
Wow. Thank you.
Si Kuya Cesar. Malapit na kasing lumagay sa tahimik yan.
Yes!
Siyempre.
Kaya lalong pumupogi.
At binubukin mo naman siya.
Yeah.
Wala naman ako sinabi ah.
Masa yung usapan natin, Tita Birds, ha?
Bukod yun.
Alam mo, Tita Birds, talagang masayang-masaya ako pag nandito si Kuya Cesar.
Siyempre.
Hindi, Kuya Cesar. Honestly, pag kumpleto yung
team.
Ang team, yeah.
Mas masaya.
Kasi ang team, ang spelling ng team walang I eh.
Oo.
Di ba?
Yes.
NDTIM. Kaya ang team, lahat nandito.
Dapat.
Oo, dapat kompleto. Kaya masaya ako kasi nandito si Manang Trini, although iiwanan na naman tayo sa Tuesday. Tapos si Tito Birds din, Kuya Cesar.
Oh.
Eh, siyempre magbabakasyon din yan.
Ibig sabihin, dalawa naman tayong may iwan dito. At saka
si
Miss Beautiful Lisa nandun. Oo. Siyempre, nandyan yan.
Eh, ba't ayaw bumati naman itong si Lisa?
Oh, very busy siya sa ano, sa makeup department.
Kasi hindi daw gagana ang mic pag wala, hindi kumplito ang ano, ang makeup. Oh, kaya dapat kumplitohin mo na.
O sige, magpapamakeup na rin ako mamaya. Okay, bago tayo mag-makeupan dito, eh, makingyan ninyo ang magandang awitin ni Daniel Padilla. Ito puro sa inyong lahat, na sayo na ang lahat.
At syempre, na nakadedicate po yan sa nagbe-birthday ngayong araw na ito, walang iba kung hindi ang ating mahal na kaibigan, si Daday Norman.
Yes, na sayo na ang lahat.
Yeah. Wow!
Sana may bigyan mo, manang Daday. Daday.
Daday.
Ayan, para sa inyo pong lahat. Dito sa 104.6 Planet FM.
Nasa'yo na ang lahat, minamahal kita pagkat nasa'yo na ang lahat, pati ang puso ko. Nasa'yo na ang lahat, minamahal kitang tapat. Nasa'yo na ang lahat, pati ang puso ko. Oh, 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 na nasa'yo na ang lahat. Oh, 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 na nasa'yo na ang lahat. Lahat na mismo nasa'yo. Ang ganda, ang bait, ang talino. Inggit lahat sila sa'yo. Kahit pa dapat mang kanino. Kaya nung lumapit ka sa'kin ay bigla akong nahilo. Hindi akalain sabihin mong ako na yon ang hinahanap mo. Nasa'yo na ang lahat, minamahal kita pagkat nasa'yo na ang lahat, pati ang puso ko. Nasa'yo na ang lahat, minamahal kitang tapat. Nasa'yo na ang lahat, pati ang puso ko. Oh, 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 na nasa'yo na ang lahat. Oh, 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 na nasa'yo na ang lahat. Kinikilig pa rin ako, ang sarap magmahal pagpanalo. Nag-iisa sa puso ko, di kaya di na pa magbabago. Ako ang pinili sa dami ng ibang merereto. Hindi akalain sabihin mo nga ko na lang ang kulang sa iyo. Oh, nasa'yo na ang lahat, minamahal kita pagkat nasa'yo na ang lahat, pati ang puso ko. Nasa'yo na ang lahat, minamahal kitang tapat. Nasa'yo na ang lahat, pati ang puso ko. Nasa'yo na ang lahat, minamahal kita pagkat nasa'yo na ang lahat, pati ang puso ko. Nasa'yo na ang lahat, minamahal kitang tapat. Nasa'yo na ang lahat, pati ang puso ko. Oh, 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 na nasa'yo na ang lahat. Oh, 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 na nasa'yo na ang lahat. Nasa'yo na ang lahat.
Napakagandang awitin po yan.
Yes, and
nasa
here.
Nasa'yo na ang lahat.
Yes.
And yan, Manang Daday.
Okay, and with that lovely song, ito po ang local news natin. Filipino dairy farm workers abused,
exploited. A union for migrant workers is calling for standard employment agreement for dairy farm workers following a shocking report into the New Zealand dairy farm industry. The study, In Search of Decent Work, found migrant dairy farm workers from the Philippines were being abused, exploited, underpaid, and made to work in dangerous conditions. Denise Maga, coordinator for the Union Network of Migrants, or UNMEG, said the findings were shocking. We already have suspicions that the industry was problematic, but it was more widespread and worse than we expected, Maga said. The report justified our position to investigate the dairy farm industry. The study, authored by former Green Party MP Sue Bradford and University of Auckland senior lecturer Sue Abel, interviewed 27 Filipino and 3 local dairy farm workers and 1 dairy farm manager. It was conducted over 6 months ago, from July to November last year, and looked into the employment and living conditions of these workers. There's a divided labor market in the dairy industry, and that harms both migrant workers and New Zealand workers, Maga said. The study found that Filipino workers were being exploited in ways New Zealanders aren't. About 1,700 Filipinos are working on dairy farms in New Zealand. One farm worker said he wasn't given a helmet to ride around on a motorbike, and another said that for 2 years he was made to ride a bike that didn't have lights or brakes. Another respondent said he was not provided proper training or wet weather gear and had to pay $700 from his own pocket to buy one. I spray weeds with no protective gear, one South Island Filipino worker said. I just keep vomiting with all the chemicals I use. One said there were times when he had to work a whole month without a single day off. Authors of the report said these workers often came from desperate situations and had very few choices. The hesitancy and coercion found in the interview process itself only served to confirm the reality of these pressures. And that is our local news. Ayan ha, mga kapwa natin, kababayan, o kahit hindi kababayan, no? If you feel that it's not right, please speak out. You have to voice out. I know that your job is on the line, and of course, mahirap ba kasi baka matanggal sila. But at the end of the day, if you are doing something dangerous, tapos kayo'y napahamak, wala rin nangyayari sa pinaghirapan ba?
Mm-mm, wala silang...
Oh, apektado lahat anyway. So before it happens, please speak out. And kasi ano po dito, may rights po ang workers dito sa New Zealand.
At hindi lang yan, may protection talaga sila.
May protection tayo
under the law,
dito.
Talagang may protection.
Yes.
So... kung i-voice out po ninyo kung ano yung mga karanasan nyo at saka yung mga paghihirap nyo dyan na hindi tama, so hindi lang po kayo ang makikinabang sa resulta, kundi yung pang mga ibang tao.
Yes.
Hindi lang kapwa Pilipino natin.
Totoo yan. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So mag-ingat lang po kayo ha. Kasi mahirap po ang trabaho nyo dyan sa farms, plus danger is should not be in the picture really. Mm-hmm. Kasi mahirap na nga, dapat safety first talaga. Mm-hmm. All the time.
And you know, health and safety ngayon malaki ang health and
safety is a big issue sa
that's
New Zealand.
Right.
So,
oh,
yeah,
definitely.
Mm-hmm. Ayan po ang local news natin.
Okay.
Mag-Wilson Wilson West.
Oo.
Ate Jo.
Yung mga kababayan po natin na gusto naman bumili ng sasakyan, saan ka po pupunta? Of course, sa Wilson West na. Good quality, no or low deposit, great service, easy finance, overseas license, work permit, bad credit, walang problema. Wilson West can help. Can't find the car you want in Oakland? Wala ring problema. Wheels and Wheels can order the car you need straight from Japan. For any inquiries, please contact Dante Salvador on his mobile at 021-349-3118 or on his landlines at 827-7723 or 827-2142. You can also fax your requirements at 827-7760 or send it by email to dante@wilsonwest.co.nz.
But why not check out Dante's website now at www.wilsonwest.co.nz and choose from the selection of choice cars on offer. Wilson West Limited trading as cheaper cars located at 3003B Great North Road, New Lynn in Oakland. Wilson West, our best price is the best price.
Yan. Sino kaya ang bibili ng sasakyan agad-agad sa apat dito?
Ikaw?
Hindi ako.
Hindi ikaw?
Ako, kahit na karag-karag na, ayaw ko pang pakawalan eh. Palagay ko si Lisa.
Oo, siguro si Lisa.
Kuya Dante, habulin mo na ito si Lisa.
Eh, kasi ako, yes. hindi pa pwede eh. Hindi. Ano, eh, kasi medyo bago-bago pa yun eh.
Grabe naman, ang ganda-ganda pa naman ng ano mo, Ate Jo.
Ayan, mahal-mahal pa. Narito po ang ating community news. Alam na po natin, karamihan sa atin na ang tayo, mayroon na tayong mga Pilipinong kababayan na ibang planeta na ang community service. Hindi puro Pilipino na lang.
Oo.
So, meron na po tayong mga Pilipino na nasa Rotary Club. At katunayan po, sa Rotary Club of New Lynn, dalawang Pilipina na ang naging
presidente. Yes.
Last year, ang ating kaibigang si Pilar Boyle. At this year, ang isa pa nating kaibigang si Min Ross. Dalawa na po yan. And marami-rami na din ang mga Pilipino na members ng Rotary Club dito sa Oakland, ang ibig kong sabihin.
New Lynn lang yun.
New Lynn lang
ito. New Lynn chapter, okay.
New Lynn chapter. Pero meron pa rin sa iba. Next time ko na sasabihin. Dito po sa New Lynn, siyempre si Tita Birds isa dyan. Maliban sa dalawang presidenteng Pilar Boyle and Min Ross. And then, mas nauna sa amin si Rose Folger, dati pong producer ng Mabuhay Cultural Group. Ngayon, together with her husband Des Folger, sila ang franchisee ng Miss World New Zealand. Si Rose Folger po yan. And then ang iba pang mga kasama naming Pilipino sa Rotary Club of New Lynn, si Norma Stott, Benji Zaragoza and Alice Aligado and sino pa ba sa Pinoy? And
then
ang mga bago pang Pinoy recruited by Tita Virgie, si Nino Pangatungan, Joel Aquino, Virginia Gore, mayroon pang mga kandidato, si Maria Charo Galanida, and ang isa pa pala, member na rin na kaibigan natin, Maria Corns McCormick, and may isa pang Pilipino, maalala ko mamaya yan. Kaya, alam na po natin, ang mga Pilipino, pag sumali sa isang organisasyon, puro desidido. Kaya, kung minsan, naaalangan siguro ang mga kababayan nating mga Kiwi, na baka ay gusto nating, tayo ang bida. Hindi po yan. Talaga lang na tayong mga Pilipino, ganun nga, pag tayo ay miyembro ng isang organisasyon, ipinapakita natin ang ating malasakit sa organisasyon para magkaisa-isa, magkabuklod-buklod at umunlad at makatulong talaga, lalo na sa ating mga kababayan din at iba pang mga tao dito sa mundo. So, ngayon pong darating na linggo o 27th of this month, meron po tayong tree planting na although it is under Rotary Club of New Lynn, project ng Rotary Club of New Lynn ito, headed by yours truly, Tita Virgie, marami pong Pilipino ang kasama sa linggo. Kasi 80 ang minimum ng barko na kinuha natin. And ilan lang naman nga ang Pilipino at we are only 30 something sa Rotary Club of New Lynn together with husbands and wives na yan. Hindi pa pala. Mga, ang mga members, mga about 30. So, kung dublihin mo lang, edi 60. But, hindi naman lahat ng Kiwi sinasama ang kanilang mga asawa pag ganitong may event. Mm-mm. So, kumuha ko may project niyan, edi ako ang magkumbida. And, natural, sino ang gusto kong kumbidahin? Napakaganda ng exposure dahil bukod sa magtatanim po tayo ng native trees, New Zealand native trees, na para sa ating kalikasan dito sa bayan nating pangalawa na dito na tayo ngayon nabubuhay kasama ng ating mga mahal sa buhay. So dapat lang naman mag-contribute tayo sa ikauunlad ng ating kalikasan dahil tayo rin naman ang makikinabang. So natural ang mga Pilipino ang mga kasama. Marami pong talagang nagka-interest, hindi lang ama't ina, pati mga anak kasama pa. And pagkatapos pong nagtanim, siyempre may kaunting salo-salo, and then mamamasyal after that sa beaches doon sa Motuihi Island and manood ng mga saddleback birds sa likod ng pagtataniman. But after lunch, siyempre po may certificates of participation galing sa Department of Conservation and Rotary Club of New Zealand. Kaya masaya ang mga Pilipino dahil may dagdag nga namang certificate doon sa mga younger generation na maghahanap ng trabaho or later on kinakailangan magpalit ng trabaho or gusto lang umunlad kaya magbabago ng trabaho, makakatulong po yung ganyang mga certificates. Mm-hmm. Dahil lalo na dito sa New Zealand, talagang tinitingnan nila yung may mahilig sa kalikasan.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Ayan. On top of that, maswerte rin po talaga yung mga kasama dahil kami sa Rotary Club, mayroon kaming mga paraffles. Although magbabayad kayo ng $5 for 3 tickets, pero marami ang pananalunan and worth it. Katulad halimbawa, mayroon kaming isang vase, kung bibili mo yun, mahigit $100. And kung ikaw nanalo, $5 lang yung kapital mo. Plus, mayroon pang mga iba. Kaya, doon po sa mga interesadong magmiembro ng hindi lamang Pilipino organization, kundi organisasyon na kasama ang mga Kiwis and recognized ito right around the world dahil ang mother organization obviously ay ang Rotary Foundation and Rotary International. Tumawag lang po kayo kay Tita Birds at isang magandang pagkakaabalahan po iyan na pakikinabangan ninyo sa inyong personal improvement at sa inyong pagtulong sa mundo. Ang isa pa po,
yes.
May isa pa, ma'am. Meron kaming fundraising sa September 7. Ito po naman ay cinema, pero ganun din, $25 lamang yung bayad sa ticket sa sine. Pero ang sining ito ay yung si Tom Cruise, American Made, bago pa.
Oh, yeah.
Oo. And $25 lamang. On top of that, may auction yan, may raffles, at kasama na dyan ang snacks and juice.
Ah, is that Rotary din?
Oo, Rotary
okay,
din.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Saan yan?
Yan po naman ay malapit sa inyo, sa
Avondale?
Reading Cinema.
Sa New Lynn.
Malapit
okay.
Sa inyo.
Yeah, yeah,
so,
yeah.
Bibili kayo ng ticket sa akin.
Wala kaya
ah, wala ka nga pala. Dalawa tayo wala. Mm-mm. Ayan, dahil...
Si Lisa yan.
Oo, Lisa, ikaw. Mm-hmm. Ayan, napakagandang at movie niyan. And siyempre pa may kaunting entertainment provided by the Filipino. Ayan.
Nice.
Wala na ako niyan pero ako mag-organize diyan.
Yes, ayan. So on sale na ang ticket niyan, Tita Verge. On sale na. So
na.
Ikaw ang nagbibinta. Anong numero mo kung magtawag sila sa iyo?
021-0677-597.
Memorize niyang bagong number niya.
Pero aalis po ako ng 31st August. Mayroon pa naman. Pag tumawag kayo sa akin, ibigay ko sa inyo kung saan kayo makabili ng ticket.
Messenger din, ano? Yeah. Para maano mo. Kasi kailan yan pa mag-show?
September 7.
Okay. So hindi ka pa naman aalis-alis kagad. Kailan ka aalis?
August 31st.
Ah, okay.
Ikaw Tuesday.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, meron pang dalawang linggo.
Meron pang dalawang
linggo. Yes, sige. Tapos
sisilo ko pa yung $25.
Of course, yes.
pinapainggit ninyo kaming dalawa ni Kuya Cesar.
Kararating mo lang. Kasi yung araw naman yun eh. September 7, I think, is...
Saturday
ba yun?
Hindi ko alam.
I don't think it's Saturday. Kasi normally yung mga fundraising na yan, hindi nila ginagawa sa weekend yan. Is that Thursday or ano?
Ay, ambot.
Yeah. May mga cellphone kayo dyan, ambot-ambot kayo dyan.
Tignan
okay.
natin.
Ayan.
Ano ang September 7, Marang Lisa?
It's Thursday.
Yes, ay, ayan, Ate Jo, pwedeng Thursday kayo ni Kuya Cesar. September 7.
Pag fundraising
yan. West yan. Naman kayo.
Oo, sa New Lynn lang yan, of New course, Lynn. Yes.
Ayan, okay. Yan pong ating community service.
Mga ilang segundo po ay papunta naman po tayo sa Samutsari Philippine News at ang karagdagang ulat at balitang panlaro brought to you by Kuya June Bailon and GNM Foods and Butchery Limited.
This is Samutsari Philippine News. School urge to ensure privacy in drug testing. The National Privacy Commission or the NPCA has urged schools and agencies to strengthen their systems, security, and ensure the confidentiality of data when implementing the drug testing policy. It's incumbent on those who will proceed on instituting or embarking on data processing to be aware of the risk, to be cognizant of the benefits, and to be able to exercise the right controls, Privacy Commissioner Raymond Liboro said. If you cannot protect it, don't collect it. If you need to collect it, then make sure that you be able to protect it. Any organization that will embark on a processing exercise should be willing and be able to comply with that, he stressed. Liboro noted the laws that protect data and penalize those who fail to secure its privacy, especially those classified as sensitive personal information, like the results of drug testing. In their respective orders, the Department of Education and the Commission on Higher Education, or the CHED, mandated the conduct of random drug testing in secondary schools and tertiary institutions as contained in the Comprehensive Dangerous Drugs Law. It also allowed higher education institutions to conduct mandatory drug tests and use this as basis for retention or admission of students, provided they follow strict guidelines. Both agencies affirm that confidentiality will be ensured in drug testing programs and that this will not be used to discriminate against those who would test positive. The schools will have to have policies in case there are requests for those data. Medical and health information. This should be considered sensitive personal information, which in general should not be disclosed, said NPC Deputy Commissioner Ivy Patdu.
A Filipina is in serious condition while her 7-year-old son is missing following the deadly terrorist attack in Barcelona, Spain, on Thursday, the Department of Foreign Affairs, or DFA, said yesterday. The Filipina and her son, whose identities were not released, were the latest confirmed Filipino victims in the attack that left at least 14 dead and scores injured. The DFA earlier said that an Irish citizen of Filipino descent and his 5-year-old son were among those injured in the incident. Foreign Affairs Secretary Alan Peter Cayetano has instructed the Philippine Embassy in Madrid to extend all possible assistance to the Filipina who was seriously injured and exert all efforts to help locate her son. It saddens us to inform the public that a kababayan of ours from Australia and her 7-year-old son are among the victims of last Thursday's terrorist attack in Barcelona, Cayetano said in a statement. I have directed our embassy in Madrid to proceed to Barcelona and extend all possible assistance to our injured kababayan and to exert all efforts to help find her son, he added. Cayetano said the embassy's charge de affairs, Emmanuel Fernandez, would be in charge of assisting the Filipina, who was in Spain with her child to attend a wedding of a cousin from the Philippines. Foreign Affairs Undersecretary for Migrant Workers Affairs Sarah Arriola said the 43-year-old Filipina is the wife of a British subject and has been based in Australia for the past 3 or 4 years. She said Jordi Poe-Grosh, an honorary consul, visited the victim in the hospital after he was notified by local authorities, while the DFA is in touch with her relatives in the Philippines. Arriola said the Filipina's husband is also on his way to Barcelona to help locate his son, who got separated from his mother during the attack. The DFA official said the honorary consul continues to monitor the condition of the father and his son and reported the success of the surgery performed on the 5-year-old boy who suffered a leg injury in the attack.
Ayan po ating Samot Sari Philippine News.
Yes. At narito po ang ating Bulilit News reporter, si Jella Piloton.
Hello.
How are you today, Jella?
I'm great, thank you.
And what have you got for our listeners and for your peers?
All right. Hello, everyone. This is Jella, your Bulilit reporter for Samut Sari Cultural Radio 104.6 FM with some news for today. Every Monday to Saturday at 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. until the 23rd of December is a Queen Street Food Tour at ANZ Bank, 122-130 Karangahape Road, Newton CBD. Go along for a nice stroll at one of Auckland's most iconic streets while weaving in and out of the Golden Mile, discovering loads of stuff, including architecture, sights, smells, and tasty foods on the way. See www.thebigfoodie.com for more info and tickets for this fantastic event. And happening on Saturday the 26th of 7 at 7 p.m. to 9 is the Project Glowware Runway Show at Unitech, 139 Carrington Road, Mount Albert. Go see as it's showtime for the second annual Project Glow Reflective Design Competition. There will be spectacular showcasing of finalists with winners of the 13 categories announced. Their website for more info is www.projectglowware.com. Well, that's all for this week. I have a nice weekend.
Thank you, Jella. That's fantastic. Are you going to one of those?
I don't know.
Better be nice to your mom.
Okay.
Yeah. She will take you. Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, Jella.
Bye.
At siyempre po, habang inaantay natin ang ating Kuya June, ay ito naman ang magandang balita na hatid sa atin ng JMN Foods and Butchery Limited. Makakabili na kayo ngayon ng katakam-takam at pagkasarap-sarap na mabuhay products ng JMN Foods and Butchery Limited sa iba't ibang panig ng Auckland at mga Karatig Bayan. Hanapin lamang ang mabuhay products ng JMN Foods and Butchery Limited sa mga piling tindahan Pinoy sa Auckland, Hamilton, Rotorua, Tauranga at Wellington. Tikman ang mabuhay products at tiyak inyong maiibigan. Lasapin ang linamnam ng katakam-takam at pagkasarap-sarap na mabuhay barbecue cooking site every Thursday at Otahu Flea Market, every Saturday at Otara Flea Market, and every Sunday at Morin Road, St. John's. O di kaya ay magsadya sa kanilang licensed premises ng JMN Foods and Butchery Limited sa 3-15 Manoroa Road, Takanini. At syempre, makakapili pa kayo ng mas marami pang produkto tulad na imported Philippine products, mga lutong bahay, preskong karneng baka, baboy, tupa, manok, isda at iba pa. Maaari din itawag ang order ninyo sa telephone number 2993179 or 0216759 at hindi lang yan. Bibigyan kayo ng JMN Foods and Butchery Limited ng loyalty card katulad ni Tita Verds. Sa ika-6 ninyong order ay tatanggap kayo ng pabuya. Tangkilikin ang sariling ating mamili sa JMN Foods and Butchery Limited.
And isa pong pang-come-on, pag kayo sasama sa tree planting sa Sabado ay sa Linggo,
Siyempre pa, makakatikim kayo ng sausages from J&M Foods and Butchery Limited.
Nandun siya?
Hindi. Bumili kami.
Hindi nga, nandun siya pero makakabili tayo doon. Ganon, kung pupunta kayo.
Hindi. Bumili na kami.
Okay.
And para lutuin doon.
Ah, lutuin bumili na kayo.
Yes.
Wow.
I-share din sa ating mga Kiwi counterparts.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, yan.
Abang inabang natin ang karagdagang ulat ni Kuya John Bailon ay talagang ready-ready na si Ate Trini at Tita Bird sa pag-uwi sa Pilipinas. Maraming magagandang tanawin sa Pilipinas ngayon na, na talaga yes. Nakamiss, no?
Yeah. By the way, ano, bukas is holiday sa Philippines to commemorate Benigno Aquino's assassination.
August 21st, ano?
Yes, that's right. Ninoy Aquino Day yan. Bukas.
Okay.
So walang pasok bukas sa Philippines, ha? So, 1983 pala siya na assassinate na.
That was
August 21.
Last plane out ako. That exact day.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh. Kasi naka-grounded lahat yun.
Oh.
No, walang makakapasok sa ano. Si Duncan ko na ano siya ano siya sa Hong Kong. Hindi siya pinapapasok.
Yeah, stranded.
Oh. Stranded. Sorry. Yeah, yeah. Stranded siya sa Hong Kong.
Oh.
Kasi hindi talaga makapasok sa Philippines.
Wow. Ano naman?
Palabas ka.
Last plane out.
Yeah.
So, nandun pa sa airport, alam ko na.
Yeah.
Kasi, siyempre, may mga kilala tayo.
Chip. Yes, of course, yeah.
Sa tagal na pag-uwi nyo sa Pilipinas, ano yung mga namimiss niyo doon?
Ako naman, umuwi ako every year, so I haven't really missed so much. Papa ko lang miss ko palagi. Ang pamilya ko, of course. Siyempre. Alam mo na. Oo.
That's the main purpose naman ng pag-uwi natin, di ba?
Yeah, yun naman talaga palagi.
Secondary na lang yung
mga sightseeing.
Yung ating mga pagkain na
pero kailangan kong i-mission ko yung Baguio, ha? I really like to visit Baguio.
Okay. Pumunta kami last June, no? Nandun ako.
Dahil lagi kang sa Bisaya.
Sa bahay lang talaga.
Cebu, Bacolod.
Sa bahay. Yeah.
So there's more fun in the Philippines.
Of course, yes. Definitely.
Okay. There's more fun in the Philippines. Bigyan muna lang kayo ng isang magandang awitin habang inantay natin si Kuya June Bailon. Para sa inyo pong lahat.
Visayas, Mindanao, it's more fun. Boracay, Palawan, Taglaytay, it's more fun. Pampanga, Manila, Batangas, it's more fun. Baguio, Cebu, and Subic, mabuhay! Welcome to my town, welcome to my city. A special place, everything looks pretty. Let's go somewhere, let's hop into a jeepney. I wanna take you all around. So many things to do in town. See the beauty, hear the sounds. This is where paradise is found. Places to go, things to see. Welcome to my home, my country. Beautiful sights, I want you to see. More fun in the Philippines. Oh yeah. It makes you feel like in a dream. Oh yeah. It's more fun in the Philippines. Oh yeah. It makes you feel like in a dream. White sands, blue water. You can take a walk. It's so soft, you should take your shoes off. You could walk along the beach, sun shining on your feet. Unwind then dine, our food is unique. Go dancing in the moonlight, move with the breeze. See the sunrise shine through the tall palm trees. See the scene of the city, if you want the nightlife. Go enjoy the town and go party all night. Places to go, things to see. Welcome to my home, my country. Beautiful sights, I want you to see. It's more fun in the Philippines. Oh yeah. It makes you feel like in a dream. Oh yeah. It's more fun in the Philippines. Oh yeah. It makes you feel like in a dream. Come and
taste the food and enjoy the hospitality. Everyone is welcome, you are part of the family. We can go surfing or we can go diving. We can see the sights on all the different islands. Oh, it's a beauty, all the things you should see. So come to Mindanao and feel the unity. Looks like paradise, yeah. See it with your eyes. You can do so many things, just tell me what you like.
Places to go, things to see. Welcome to my home, my country. Beautiful sights, I want you to see. It's more fun than the Philippines.
Oh yeah.
It makes you feel like in a dream.
Oh yeah.
It's more fun than the Philippines.
There's no place like home, kaya nakakamiss ang Pilipinas, hindi po ba? It's more fun in the Philippines by Apple the Apps. Kilala niyo yan, yung singer na yan.
It's more fun in the Philippines. Malapit na po kami ni Manang Trini na maglasap ng fan na yan. Meantime, i-share namin sa inyo ang ating showbiz news. Randy Santiago in shock over death of son Ryan Leonardo. Tanggap pero mahirap, masakit. May lungkot sa boses ni Randy Santiago nang eksklusibo siyang makapanayam ng PEP.ph or Philippine Entertainment Portal sa Lasal Green Hills Chapel kagabi, August 14. Hindi kagabi yun, isang araw pa. Hindi pa rin daw sila makapaniwala ng asawa niyang si Marilo Coronel na pumanaw na ang anak nilang si Ryan Leonardo. Maayos pa raw nilang kausap si Ryan noong Linggo ng gabi, August 13, nang bigla itong makaramdam ng sakit sa katawan. Isinugo daw nila agad ang anak sa ospital. Kalaunan, binawian na rin ang buhay si Ryan sa edad na 24. Si Ryan ang pangalawa sa tatlong anak ni na Randy at Marilu. Ngunit ayon kay Randy, unti-unti na raw natatanggap ng kanilang pamilya ang pagpanaw ng anak na tatlong taon ding nilabanan ng isang rare brain disease at multiple sclerosis. Pahayag ni Randy, tanggap pero mahirap, masakit, lalo na kapag magulang eh. Pero syempre, ang Panginoon nandyan para siguro. Baka may purpose siya kung bakit he had to leave and he had to go at an early age. Dahil siyempre, hindi naman siguro patagalin pa yung sickness niya. May kasabihan na mahirap sa isang magulang ang maglibing ng anak at ramdam daw talaga ito ng singer, actor, director. Ayon kay Randy, totoo yun. Sabi rin ni Marilo, my wife, baka mas mahirap siguro kung mauna tayong mamatay sa kanya at walang mag-alaga sa kanya. Mas mahirap para sa amin yon. So minsan, kahit masakit sa amin, mas mabuting naalagaan namin siya hanggang sa huling hantungan. Ikinatutuwa na rin lang daw nilang pumanaw si Randy na hindi nakaramdam pa ng mahabang pananakit sa katawan dulot ng kanyang karamdaman. Ayan. Ikiramay po kami.
Yes.
Santiago and Marilu
Coronel.
Yeah.
Ayan.
Na si Ryan Leonardo.
Ayan, yes. Manang Trini.
Ngayon naman po, may isi-share po kami sa inyo. Nakita ko po ito sa Embassy Corner website about dual citizenship. Kung kayo po ay nag-iisip whether to reacquire your Filipino citizenship together with your New Zealand, so magiging dual citizenship na po kayo, eh, okay po yan. Kasi wag naman natin you know, talikuran yung ating pagka-Pilipino. Kahit naman by heart at saka mind naman, of course we're still a Filipino, tapos feelings din natin ang ganun nga Filipino tayo, pero legally wala na kasi tayong papeles. Once I don't know kung alam po ninyo lahat na once you are naturalized in New Zealand, automatically wala na po yung Filipino nyo, kahit valid pa yung passport nyo, automatic wala na po yan. Ayan, so the Philippines has come a long way in renewing its ties with overseas Filipino communities. Way back in 1973, it proclaimed the Balikbayan and gave legal status to them as
returnees or people coming back home to the country. This recognition was followed by progressive steps to restore and promote the rights of former Filipino citizens and Filipinos who live or work abroad, as well as to give them benefits and privileges not available to the ordinary traveler to the Philippines. 3 decades after the Balikbayan was proclaimed, the landmark Citizenship Retention and Reacquisition Act was passed on 29th of August 2003, bringing to a full circle the restoration of the rights of many of our nationals abroad. Filipinos who reacquire Filipino citizenship under Republic Act No. 9225 or the Citizenship Retention and Reacquisition Act of 2003, even more popularly known as the Dual Citizenship Law, may once again enjoy full civil, economic, and political rights enjoyed by all Filipino. Among these are, ito po, right to own real property in the Philippines, right to engage in business or commerce as a Filipino, right to practice one's profession in accordance with the law, right to acquire a Philippine passport, and right to vote in a Philippine election. So, in the next few programs natin within, hanggat maano natin tong dual citizenship, gusto po namin i-share ito at elaborate natin itong mga rights natin as a dual citizen. So, una-una po nito is right to own real property. Mm-hmm. So, makakabili kayo ng mga, mga bahay sa atin. The Philippine Constitution prohibits...
Hindi ng bahay.
Lupa. Yes.
Kasama ang lupa.
Lupa, yeah.
Kasi even if we are not dual citizens... Pwede tayong bumili ng bahay kung condominium lang.
Yes.
Bastang walang lupa.
Yan. So the Philippine Constitution prohibits foreigners from owning real property in the Philippines. This is why before the Dual Citizenship Act, former Filipinos had to settle with the land title being in the name of a dummy, like a family member or a friend. It is true that there are some privileges granted to former Filipinos as far as property ownership is concerned, but these privileges are limited and far more restricted than the rights that current Filipino citizens enjoy. Owning real property is an important economic and social milestone for Filipinos. Thus, many former Filipinos, having found the economic wherewithal while working abroad, want to buy real property in the Philippines, either as a form of investment or for use upon retirement. Understandably, they want the title to be in their own name. Anybody who has seen an OTC or original certificate of title or a TCT or transfer of certificate of title will note that the landowner is always described as the Filipino citizen. Ayan. So, i-continue po natin ito, ha? Next Sunday.
Next Sunday.
Medyo mahaba ito.
Maraming rights tayo pag dual citizen tayo.
Napakagandang talakay niya na Manang Trini. Kasi nga, I for one,
hindi natin alam, ano?
Hindi pa mag-dual, Ate Jo?
Hindi pa.
Kailangan mag-dual ka na.
Oo, kailangan.
Madali lang yan.
Madali.
Mo lang. So,
would you like to be in control of your finances? Are you struggling with debt? Finding it slow to repay your mortgage and looking into refinancing it? Are you looking to buy your first home or purchase your investment property? New Zealand Home Loans Messi, through our debt management system, can help you define your goals, create a plan, and track your progress. We can help you and your family become debt-free faster. Worried about your future plans and your loved ones? Worried about your home, your belongings, and your car? New Zealand Home Loans Messi can help ease this stress. Start protecting your plan now by ensuring these precious possessions are well covered. Protect it before you need it. To find out more, call New Zealand Home Loans Messi Branch on 835-4044 or 835-4043 or email at messi@nzhomeloans.co.nz. Or call Patrick Pardo on 027-457-4489 or Mel Baker on 021-201-8565 or Odette Dulce Madriza on 021-0498-907. For a free, no-obligation assessment, call now. What are you waiting for?
Thank you.
Siyempre po, binabati namin ang lahat ng nagbe-birthday ngayong araw na ito. Nag-birthday kahapon, magbe-birthday bukas at sa mga darating na araw. Marami po talaga yan, mga Pinoy na August or Virgo ipinanganak. So, Leo. Happy birthday po. Leo ba gayan?
Leo pa ata eh. Oh, wala na ba? Virgo na ba? Okay.
Alright, Leo at Virgo, parehan na rin sila. Ayan. And dun din po naman sa iba pang mga Pilipino, iba naman ang kanilang isine-celebrate. Happy birthday din po, maligayang kaarawan, happy anniversary, at kung ano-ano pang inyong isine-celebrate. Ang special celebrant po today is si Daday Norman. Happy birthday uli, Daday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Manang Daday. Okay. Samot sari po ay binabati kayo ng maligayang karawan at ano pa man po ang inyong pinagdiriwang sa araw na ito. Happy listening sa lahat ng ating mga kababayan at syempre special mention kay Ate Lolit. Happy listening to you, Ate Lolit.
Yes, happy birthday kaninyong tanan nga nag-celebrate sa mga kasumaran sa inyong adlaw nga natauhan, especially nga si Dachi to Daday Norman. See you tonight o happy celebration po sa bisag unsa inyong mga gi-celebrate today, tomorrow, or the next few days. Special shout out for Susan Shadwick. Thank you for listening every weekend sa atong programa. We love you and thank you all for listening.
You can hear our live broadcast anytime at www.planetaudio.org.nz/samusari. Samusari is also streaming live broadcasting in real time at www.planetaudio.org.nz/samusari po. Happy birthday po, Manang Daday.
At syempre pa po, maraming salamat sa inyong walang sawang pakikinig dito sa aming sasamutsari, lalo na po sa aming tagapagtaguyod.
Ito po si Ate Jo, maraming salamat po sa inyong walang sawang pakikinig. Hanggang sa muli, mabuhay po tayong lahat.
Yes, ako naman po si Manang Trini. Manamilit na po kami kaninyong tanan. Ug hangtod sa sunod Domingo, same time, same frequency. Remember, there are important things in life that's free. Tulad ng pagmamahal at pakikipagkapwa-tao. Magandang gabi and take care po sa inyong lahat. Bye-bye.
Sana po ay naging maganda ang inyong pakikinig at ang ating darating na linggo ay sana po tayo ay maging maligaya. Ito po si Kuya Cesar nagsasabing bye-bye.
At ito po naman si Tita Birds. Wala po ako sa susunod na linggo, 27. Ganun din si Manang Trini. Kaya ang makakapiling po ninyo si na Kuya Cesar at Ate Jo at si Lisa. And medyo matagal-tagal pa po nang kaunti kami mawawala ni Manang Trini. October 1st po ang balik ni Tita Birds. Si Manang Trini ay
ako is December pa ako babalik.
December ka
pa ako babalik? Yeah. Kasi di ba may work ako Sunday? For 2 months.
Oo nga pala. Okay. Magandang gabi pong muli sa inyong lahat.
At maganda, wala namang perfecto, basta magpakatotoo. Oh. Kapay at pagmamahal ang hanap mo, magbibigay ng halaga sa'yo. Nais mong ipakilala kang ang talakay. Pinoy, ikaw ay Pinoy. Ipakita sa mundo kung ano kaya mo. Ibang-ibang Pinoy, huwag kang matatakot. Ipag-malaki mo. Wala rin mangyayari kung laging nakikipagay. Ipakilala ang iyong sarili.
sa'yo'y mangyayari.